Hello, this is John Smallwood, Certified Financial Planner, Senior Wealth Advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. Today, we're continuing the conversation on the Wealth Curve Blueprint. We're really focusing in on the scorecard and the business valuation. If you're a business owner, the most important part of your plan is your business, you and the relationship with your business and how it puts income on your balance sheet, how it makes your assets, it grows your assets. It's the key point in your plan. The two of you together, you and your business, make stuff happen. Understanding the value of your business and how you make that more valuable is probably, you know, I say single most important, it's over and over again, but maximizing the value of your business is really important. Most businesses are not sold for anywhere near their fair market value. A lot of businesses just fade away. In the planning process, we have unique software that will give you a really good indication of what your business value is worth. It's very simplistic to implement. You focus on your equity value, an asset sale, enterprise value, a liquidation value, and understanding what are the key components that if I change this in my plan, my business could become worth this much more. If I increase these expenses, my business becomes worth that much less. Knowing what those variables are and looking at your business and understanding, in essence, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 key performance indicators that you really, that are important in driving your business, and then constantly focusing on ways to improve the success of those indicators is going to leverage the value of your business. And a regular review and a regular update of that business valuation is such an important part of your plan. If you don't know what your business is worth, then how do you know if you're going in the right direction? How do you know that you're going to end up where you want to go? And a lot of business owners make the mistake, and I've seen this, is that they don't know the value of their business, and they assume that the business is going to be sold for a lot of money, and then they get the shocking news that it's not worth what they did. And then they accumulate enough wealth. So this is, or I'm going to get $10 million for the business and everything's going to be great. And after tax and debt, you walk away with $5 million and you were making $800,000 prior to. $5 million at 4% is about $200,000 a year if you have a good strategy. It's not what you were making. If you haven't accumulated other wealth along the way, selling it for that wonderful $10 million number may not be appropriate. So part of the process in establishing a blueprint for a business owner is going through the business valuation exercise and determining, you know, based on the last 3-4 years of tax returns and profit and loss and all kinds of balance sheet items, you get an indication of what your business is worth. Ultimately, the business is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, right? Strategic acquisition, are you in the right field at the right time? Are you, you know, strategic opportunity for some competitor? Who knows? The world is open to lots of possibilities. But in your wealth curve conversation, if you're a business owner, we will help you build this valuation. We will do this valuation as part of the overall process. And that will help determine if you're going in the right direction. Do you have the right buy-sell agreement? Is it protected properly? Do you have the right successor management if something were to happen to you? Understanding all of those components of the plan will help you make better decisions. And when we make better decisions, usually they're followed by creating more wealth. Not always, but sometimes, right? To set up a conversation, call us at 800-797-1000. We'll get you scheduled with one of our advisors and we'll have this wonderful conversation. And then we'll go set up the blueprint and do the business valuation and do your scorecard. Look forward to hearing from you. Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable,
although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.